Revelation chapter 17. And one of the seven angels, who had the seven bowls, came and spoke with me, saying, Come, I will show you the judgment of the great prostitute who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth defiled themselves. And those who live on the earth have been intoxicated with the wine of her defiling intercourse. So he carried me away in the spirit to a desolate place. There I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet-colored beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was clothed in purple and scarlet, adorned with gold, precious stones, and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of the things after which she lusted, even the impurity of her defiling intercourse. And upon her forehead a name was written, Mystery, the Great Babylon, the mother of prostitutes and of the objects of lust, idolatry, what the world worships of the earth. Then I realized that the woman was drunk with the blood of those set apart for God, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I was astonished with great astonishment. And the angel said to me, Why were you astonished? I will tell you the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carried her, which has the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that you saw existed, then came to nothing, but is about to ascend out of the abyss, and then go away to destruction. And those who live on the earth will be astonished, those whose names have not been written in the scroll of God's life from the founding of the world, when they see the beast, how he once existed, then came to nothing, but will appear again. Here is the mind that has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains, on which the woman sits, and they are also seven kings. The five heads, mountains, and kings have fallen. The one is, the other has not come yet, but when he comes, he must continue for a little while. And the beast, which existed and came to nothing, is himself also an eighth. He is from the same source as the seven, and he will be led to destruction. And the ten horns, which you saw on the last head, are ten kings, who have not yet received a kingdom, but they will receive authority as kings with the beast for a brief time. These have one purpose, so they give their power and authority to the beast. These will wage war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will be victorious over them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And those who accompany him are the called, chosen, and faithful. And he said to me, The waters which you saw where the prostitute sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and language groups. And the ten horns which you saw on the beast, these will pursue the prostitute with hatred, and will strip her of her treasures, cause her to be naked, devour her flesh, and then burn her up completely with fire. For God has put it in their hearts to fulfill his decree, even to carry out this one judgment and to give their kingdoms to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman whom you saw is that pervasive city which dominates the kings of the earth. This is the end of Revelation chapter 17.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.